NSYNC, as popular as they were and as great as some of their stuff was, if they can, you know, get back to some of that success, because let's face it, the rest of the band needs it. Justin's been fine. The rest of the band needs a little bit more musical success here again. I'm down for it. I mean, I'll listen for sure. I'll be happy to hear what they're going to put out there, but makes you feel really old when you know that curly haired Justin Timberlake is 43 years old today. My goodness.
I don't know what to do with that.
You know, and of course he did a couple of skits on SNL this weekend with Jimmy Fallon. And sure, whether you're a fan of Jimmy Fallon or not, I'm not so much on his talk show. Obviously on SNL, he was just a notch above. Now, it bothered me that he could never get through a skit without breaking down in laughter. But at the same time, you know, he and Justin Timberlake are always pretty awesome together when they do those
skits. I always thought that Bee Gees sketch that they did
was pretty funny.
They did the BG skit,
yeah, okay, where they were Robin and Barry Gibbs on the talk show again. So, yeah, definitely check it out if you're a fan. Speaking of SNL, Bobby Moynihan, who's a former cast member of the show, is 47 years old today. Kerry Washington also celebrating. You know her best as Olivia Pope on Scandal. Did I say it? I can't remember. I just talked about it, and I don't know if I told you her age, but she's 47. She's 47 today as well. Portia de Rossi is also celebrating a birthday today. Ellen's wife, of course, getting her start on Ally McBeal. Then she went on to play Jason Bateman's sister on Arrested Development. She is 51 years old. Minnie Driver, oh, I love her. She is that aggressive mom of a kid with cerebral palsy on the ABC sitcom Speechless. Kids might also know her from Ella Enchanted and is the voice of Jane in Disney's animated Tarzan. 54 for her today. Anthony LaPaglia, who's the guy HBO originally wanted to play Tony Soprano, he turned them down. James Gandolfini became a household name by taking the role. Anthony LaPaglia still celebrating a birthday today at 65, and James Gandolfini no longer with us, so you choose who the winner is in that one. Although I love James Gandolfini, so I don't want to make too many jokes. Johnny Rotten, who is the Sex Pistols idiot, his real name is John Lydon. He is celebrating his 68th birthday. Harry Casey, he is Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band. 73 years old today for Harry Casey. Get down tonight. That's the way I like it. Shake, shake, shake your booty. I'm your boogeyman. Please don't go. You know all of the great disco hits, because that's essentially what they were, right?
Do a little dance.
I love Casey and the Sunshine Band. Jonathan Banks, who is Saul's beautifully bald fixer Mike on Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. He is 77 years old. And Nolan Ryan, also celebrating a birthday. He is 77 as well. Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher and former Advil pitchman as well. Now, we do have one local birthday we got to pass along here this morning. This came in on our text line from Jackie. Steve Pletz of Prairie du Sac is celebrating today. He is 70 years old. So, Steve, you have a wonderful day. Happy birthday. Jackie, thank you so much for the text this morning. And remember, Finn, that's how easy it is to get us a name. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Be like Jackie and send us those birthdays.
Yeah.
Taking a look at your forecast right now. And oh, by the way, since we talk so much about Justin Timberlake and NSYNC, we're going to pull some sexy back out here this morning, going back to some of his original stuff as a solo artist. Your forecast, though, partly cloudy, mid-40s today, partly cloudy down to 33 tonight. Tomorrow going to be an equally beautiful day with a high near 43. 33 right now.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsett at ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Iran already threatening to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on it. President Biden linking Iran to the drone attack on a base in Jordan that left 3 U.S. service members dead. The U.S. says it will retaliate amid fears additional strikes could further inflame the region. The House Homeland Security Committee voting along party lines to send articles of impeachment to the full House for a vote. They're not against a president, though. They're against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Even the lawyer that defended Donald Trump in his very first impeachment trial says the grounds on which Republicans are trying to impeach Secretary Mayorkas on are unconstitutional and vague. But still, Republicans are moving forward with a rare move that we haven't seen in 150 years.
That's ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. The heads of major social media companies, including Meta, Snapchat, and TikTok, expected on Capitol Hill today to tell a Senate committee what they're doing to protect underage kids on their platforms. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A family of five has been seriously injured in a truck versus buggy crash. According to the Vernon County Sheriff's Department, the truck collided with a horse-drawn buggy Monday night around 9 p.m. on Colash Road near County Road C in Hillsboro. The truck was headed southeast and hit the buggy going the opposite direction. Five people in the buggy suffered serious injuries. Three were taken to Gunderson in Hillsboro. The remaining two were taken to Richland Hospital. Later, two of the patients were taken to the UW Children's Hospital in Madison. Authorities arrested the truck's driver, 63-year-old Bruce Donlin, for an OWI causing injury. The crash is still under investigation. The Dodge County District Attorney will not pursue charges against three Portage Police staff members. The charges referenced are from the September arrest of three staff members with the Portage Police Department. The police chief announced he fired probationary officer Craig Crary, administrative assistant Casey Crary, and probationary officer Benjamin Aitzman. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Partly cloudy and fairly pleasant today with a high in the mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 33 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43 by Friday. It will be cloudy with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33. 99.7.
8:08 right now. Thank you so much for joining us. Halfway through another work week. Justin Timberlake, 43 years old today. Makes you feel really old if you remember the NSYNC days. Here he is with Sexy Back on 99.7 Max FM.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Take it to the chorus.
Come here, girl. Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
What you twerking with?
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Look at those steps.
Go ahead.
Sexy, huh?
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The mother don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Go let me make up for the thing.
back. Yeah. Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast.
Yeah. Take it to the bridge.
Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 12 minutes after 8. Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back, celebrating his 43rd birthday today, out with new music, telling us yesterday that he and NSYNC are back in the studio. I mean, if you're a fan of Justin Timberlake, it's like a party for you right now. My goodness, that's some good stuff happening. Hey, speaking of 90s artists, this is kind of cool, and there's something else I want to get into here in just a moment, but yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, because I know you love music, but the Minnesota Yacht Club Festival announced a lineup for an inaugural event in St. Paul, and it's actually going to take place at Harriet Island Regional Park. And I only bring it up because they're bringing in 2 days of artists like Alanis Morissette, Gwen Stefani, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers as their headliners, which is actually kind of cool. And then there's going to be a whole lot of Minnesota rising star artists in the lineup as well. Tickets actually go on sale this Friday if anybody's interested. It's one of those events that is being promoted and backed by Live Nation. So you can definitely check that out. But that is going to be in, let's see, do I have an actual date on this? Let me get down to the poster. It's actually going to be, there it is, July 19th and 20th in St. Paul at, again, okay, Harriet Island Regional Park. So if you're a fan of 90s artists, then this might be a really cool thing for you to go check out. You can buy single day or 2 day tickets, depending on what artist you really, really want to see. So cool stuff that came across my social media feed yesterday. See, these are the reasons why I like social media. Everything else, I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, got some heavy hitter 90s artists there. And
Dexter right away was like, could we go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers again? And I was like, at an outdoor venue? Yes, there's an even greater chance that Anthony Kiedis and Flea will be shirtless and half naked on stage if it's July in Minnesota. So yeah, I'm totally down with that. Anyway, you know, we're talking about the interwebs here this morning, and we've got a new month right around the corner, like literally tomorrow. But first, we have to take a quick look back at January of 2024. Google Trends put out a list of the top who, what, when, where, where and why questions that we have Googled this month. So here's the top search for all of those questions. Number one, who won the Golden Globes in 2024? Well, those, of course, were held January 7th. And obviously, lots of people won awards. The big winner this year happened to be Oppenheimer. So there you go. Mm-hmm. What happened to Martin Lawrence is another question that we Googled really? A lot this month. Wow. Yeah. Well, he was in a throwback segment at the Emmys. I told you they did a bunch of segments to different shows and intros and things like that as they came out to give out awards. And fans were worried after he seemed to be slurring his words a little bit. Now, mm-hmm. he did have some health issues in the past, but people in his camp say he's absolutely fine. And he actually just wrapped up Bad Boys 4 with Will Smith, which is going to be out June 14th. Maybe he just had a few too many adult beverages before he got up on stage. I mean, there was a lot of adult beverages flowing that evening because most of the celebrities had one in hand. So who really knows? But he seems to be absolutely fine.
I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure or not, but Big Mama's House, the
first one. Oh, it's a great show. He's funny.
I feel is hilarious.
He's funny. He's super funny. And I loved the sitcom Martin. I thought it was great. Yeah. Tisha Campbell was in that one and she's fantastic. I just thought it was a great sitcom. I really enjoyed it in the 90s. When is Martin Luther King's birthday? Another one that we were Googling a lot in January. Well, Martin Luther King Day is always the third Monday of January. This year, that also happened to be on his actual birth date, which is January 15th. Another question that we were Googling, got to get to the wares. Where is Bill Belichick going? Well, he and the New England Patriots parted ways this month after 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowl wins. There's no word on where he's headed next as a head coach. In fact, he had one interview, didn't get the job. There's nothing else on his slate. And the way his contract plays out, he can just sit back for a year and soak in the money and take a year off of coaching if he really wants. So there you go. But nothing on the horizon for him yet, which is interesting. And then we were just talking about Justin Timberlake, all the new music, and of course his birthday today. Well, why did he and Jessica split was another question that we Googled a lot this month.
What?
Yeah, no, they didn't actually. People think they did. And they had a few ins and outs there for a while. When he made that one movie, there was some speculation that there were some issues, and then they had another baby and all of this good stuff. But we're obviously talking about he and his wife, Jessica Biel. They briefly stopped dating way back in 2011, and rumors swirled that they might split up again after 10 plus years of marriage. She was actually with him though at SNL last weekend, so it kind of puts those rumors to rest, at least for now. So yeah, they even showed her on camera. She was there hanging out and enjoying herself and you know, doing her thing with him in New York while he was on SNL. So they looked fine, if anybody's curious.
When rumors like that start to circulate, you always kind of wonder, is there any truth to this, or Is it just
media frenzy?
Yeah. I'm standing in line at the grocery store and the National Enquirer, which is still being published, or gross. Star or whatever, one of those gossip rags,
They're so gross.
They're
really, really gross. They are. You know, but you got to think that if they were splitting, you think TMZ would be all over this, right? They would be all over this. Now, it was funny because when he was on the set of that movie, and the rumor started because I remember it specifically because TMZ was on top of it. He went out with the cast after they wrapped, I believe, or at some point close to the end, and he had a few too many drinks, and he actually left holding the hand of one of his female co-stars, and she had an arm around him. Well, I think, according to Justin's camp, it was simply because somebody had to help him walk out of the restaurant, but who really knows? I mean, who knows what was going on? They're still together, and that's been that was like pre-COVID, I believe. So, sure. I mean, after all that, they're still together. They've got a second little boy. So it seems like things are probably okay for Justin and Jessica. I mean, it's no Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. If that happened, the world would melt down at this point, and the Swifties would be so after true. Travis Kelce like crazy. But there are no Travis and Taylor at this point, but people are still invested in Jessica and Justin. So there is that.
There you
good
go.
For them.
Now watch. Tomorrow we'll find out that they're splitting up. That's usually the way this stuff works out.
Right? Yeah, exactly. That's why we're putting it to rest now, right?
Yeah.
We've got to take a look at the forecast right now, Finn. Partly cloudy today, mid-40s for highs. I sure wish that partly cloudy part would come true pretty soon because it's pretty mostly cloudy right now here on Goose Poop Pond. Partly cloudy tonight down to 33, then partly cloudy 43 tomorrow. Right now it is 33.
Fresh Bakery favorites made daily at Pierce's Express Market in Bearable. This week, get hearty English muffin bread at $2.99 for a 16-ounce loaf. Fresh and flaky croissants are $3.29 for a 4-pack, and a dozen of fresh-baked white or wheat dinner rolls are $2.29. Also enjoy 6 delicious iced cinnamon rolls for $3.29 or 6 crispy Willy cake donuts for just $2.49. We also have a large selection of many fresh items for any occasion and custom orders available as well. Pierce's Express Market, proudly serving the Bearable area since 1924.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
On Friday, February 9th, the new Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells welcomes Karen Hester, winner of Jimmy Fallon's Clash of the Cover Bands, with her show, Karen as Dolly. Karen was named Best Tribute Artist in the country for her performance as Dolly Parton. And with the identical looks and sound as the Queen of Country herself, you'll be amazed by her renditions of Dolly favorites like Jolene, 9 to 5, Two Doors Down, I Will Always Love You, and many more. Join us at the Legacy Dinner Theater for two big Dolly Parton tribute shows at 2 and 7 p.m. on Friday, February 9th. To purchase tickets and see a complete listing of all our tribute concerts, visit LegacyDinnerTheater.com or call 608-432-SHOW and make plans to join us in March to see Ted Vigil as John Denver. The new Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort, Wisconsin Dells.
Maximum hits.
It's 8:21 right now. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. The Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams on Max FM.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
90s and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Where do you go, my lovely? Where do you go? I wanna know, my lovely.
We'll be right back.
No Mercy and Where Do You Go? Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:29 right now, Finn. And if you're a fan of reality TV, because, boy, that's one of my favorite genres, you don't want to miss the season two premiere, I should say, A Farmer Wants a Wife on Fox. That's actually airs starting tomorrow night. The only reason I bring this up, because if you're a fan, you plan on watching it, there's going to be a Wisconsin native as one of the contestants trying to win a farmer's heart. Her name is Grace Gerard. She grew up in Kenosha. Deep fan of Wisconsin sports. Loves everything Packers, Brewers, and Badgers. Went to University of Wisconsin in Madison. She graduated in December of 2019 with a communications degree. Makes her home now in the Milwaukee area. And she is going to be on Farmer Wants a Wife, thanks to her aunt, who's a reality TV junkie, and pushed her into actually applying for the show. So there you go. You can see Grace Gerard on Farmer Wants a Wife. Exciting stuff.
Yeah. So where does the farmer live, did you say?
It does. We don't know yet. They aren't giving out any details until the show actually premieres, I guess, tomorrow evening. You know, and honestly, we don't even know if Grace is that much of a farmer herself. She grew up in a farming dairy state, but who knows? I mean, I don't know what her background is. And again, can't reveal too much yet until the premiere of the show tomorrow night on Fox. But should be interesting. You always got to root for those hometown favorites, even if it's a reality show. And you don't really understand what's happening in them, but you know, whatever, we won't judge. Got to find a significant other some way. Do those things ever work out? Like, in the entire history of reality dating shows, how many of those relationships actually made it to the altar? I can only, as far as I know, it's only been like maybe, I can maybe count on one hand how many have actually made it all the way to the end and have gotten married. Now, I know the Golden Bachelor and the woman he chose, they
is still
even
out.
Had a
there, right?
Right. Well, they had a big special even on their wedding and everything. So who knows? Who knows how that all went down or how that's going to work out for them? But I know there were a lot of fans in Minnesota cheering on that one, because one of the final contestants, I believe one of the final two, was actually a Minnesota native. And she did not get picked. She did not make it to the altar. So I know a lot of my friends in Minnesota were very invested in the Golden Bachelor. So maybe we can show the same support for Grace here, who's going to be on Farmer Wants to Be.
Yeah.
Farmer Wants a Wife, I should say. I've watched the previews for that one. And I have to say, if you are, I mean, if you're a fan of dating shows, then yeah, you're probably going to be totally into it. I would have a hard time with that one. I mean, I can watch an episode or two of The Bachelor and not be completely like, what in the world is happening here? But Farmer Wants a Wife is one that I think I would be like, really? Is this what we're doing right now? So anyway, but you can check her out. So, and let's root for her to make it to the end, I guess. Grace Gerard, again, is her name.
One thing that could be interesting is if Grace doesn't have any experience in the farming world.
Sure. Like, it'd be like putting me on a farm.
Because it could be an eye-opening experience for her, as I'm sure all farmers would attest to.
Like they do. Like in the previews, I mean, you're sitting on a farm with a guy who raises cattle, and it's not Grace, but one of the contestants goes, I'm actually a vegan. That's probably not going to work too much on a farm. Just kind of saying. Nope. So I guess those elements could be interesting and maybe give it a little bit of a twist. I mean, what do they give out at the end? I know The Bachelor gives a rose. What do they give at Farmer Wants a Wife?
Pie,
I was just going to say, I mean, if they're coming from Baraboo Candy Company, that's a whole different element, right? Speaking of cow pies, my poor husband last night, he got back from Green Bay, comes inside the house and goes, I need a bucket of really warm, soapy water. I'm like, why do you need a bucket of warm, soapy water? Well, it turns out there's been a lot of melting over the last few days, and he had to go to a tower site up in the Green Bay area where it was in the middle of a cow pasture. Do you know what happens to cow poo when it gets kind of wet and soggy and it's this melty? You can't tell that between that mud. He came home and he goes, my car smells like a bullpen. And so we had to good thing he has the WeatherTech mats and stuff in the truck, because we had to hot water those and
living the dream.
right and then he looks at me and he goes, here here's your bowl back. And I'm like, that's disgusting. He's like, it didn't actually touch anything. I poured it on the mats and like rinsed it all down that way. So he's like, it didn't actually touch anything. So we rinsed that in some hot, hot, bleachy water because it's the popcorn bowl. It was the only one I had big enough to send him outside.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my husband makes the joke as I'm washing it and rinsing it. He's like, you mean our poop corn? And I was like, you're not funny. You're definitely not funny. Speaking of funny foods, this is interesting because we were just talking about Chuck E. Cheese on this morning show last week before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you need to invest in a good cookbook, here you go. Chuck E. Cheese is releasing his very own cookbook in 2024. It's called the Chuck E. Cheese and Friends Party Cookbook. It's going to be out on March 19th, and you can actually pre-order this thing on Amazon already for a mere $23. Now, the mouse himself is credited as the author. His full name, of course, is Charles Entertainment Cheese, but he opted for the more recognizable Chuck E. as the pen name for this cookbook. It's full of recipes for parties and large groups, so probably mainly kids' parties would be my guess. But if you're a true fan of Chuck E. Cheese, there's no reason you couldn't use these for, you know, something like a rehearsal dinner or maybe your company's next potluck, because we all know some companies like to have those. It's 128 pages, and it features other well-known characters like singing dog Jasper T. Jowls and their animatronic chicken Helen Henny, by the way. Now, it's not clear on how many of their actual menu items are in this cookbook. Recipes do include things like Kansas City barbecue chicken pizza, Halloween-themed pigs in a blanket called mummy dogs. Oh, my husband loves those. It's essentially taking like a hot dog and wrapping it in dough. They're most disgusting things ever. And rainbow marble unicorn cake. Now, they say the new cookbook is meant to extend the Chuck E. Cheese experience beyond their actual restaurants. So if you need, kids screaming and throwing up and drunken parents getting into brawls and too many awful cheap toys, then I guess this is the experience that you've been waiting for with your Chuck E. Cheese cookbook. Nothing says excitement like that.
And we have to address the elephant in the room, though, right? Because as many of us, if we have been to Chuck E. Cheese, that's the reason we went to Chuck E. Cheese, right? The food.
Yes,
because the food was so delicious.
It was amazing.
At Chuck E. Cheese,
just the most amazing thing ever. There's a reason that they haven't tried to package those pizzas and sell them in the stores in the frozen food section. And now we get to just make the Chuck E. Cheese recipes at home. Some version of them. And there's people right now who are very excited about this. So we aren't going to judge you too much, but you can get your Chuck E. Cheese cookbook. Is this really one that I need to add to the
Well, you're mix? A good cook. You could put a new spin on some of these things. Maybe you could spice up the Chuck E. Cheese menu.
I can honestly say the Kansas City barbecue chicken pizza at least has me intrigued. It has me a little intrigued to see what it's all about. Now, I'm not sure. I'm sure I would spend the $23 to get one recipe. I might go online and see if I can find something else. But it's intriguing. It's a little intriguing all at the same
Maddie.
Time.
You could start a cottage industry here. I mean, you've got listeners requesting your recipe for the overnight oats. So
those are very good. I don't come up with them on my own, though, people. I have to go find these things. I'm not good at making things up. I was never good at science and chemistry, by the way, and that's essentially what cooking is, a little bit. It is interesting, though, that they're going to put this cookbook out, and I mean, I guess if we need more bad recipes in life, this is how
this
we
is
do it.
It.
The Chuck E. Cheese cookbook. I love that Chuck E. Cheese, though, wouldn't use his full name because he's so recognizable with just his pen name. So that makes total sense.
Well, honestly, playing devil's advocate, it couldn't be any worse than the recipe book that my wife got for a Christmas
present. This is true. This is true.
Which has a recipe for possum potluck or something like that.
Gosh.
I have no idea. And what's mummy dogs? How are they different from pigs in a blanket?
They're essentially the same thing. I'm going to say that maybe you put some little eyes on them, some candy eyes or something.
Oh,
I have no idea. So we're planning out our Super Bowl meal, or I am, and I'm trying to get suggestions from the fam, and I'm trying to figure out what everybody wants. The first thing my husband says is, can I have those little pigs in a blanket? I'm like, you're the only one who likes those.
There's more,
like,
for him.
There's like bazillion grams of sodium in them, and I throw half of them away because you're the only one who likes it. Because let me tell you, pigs in a blanket do not warm up well the next day. So you're not going to use those the next day.
Does he care?
He won't eat them the next day. He won't eat leftovers. Oh, yeah. So I end up throwing everything out. So he eats like six of them, literally, because I cut the hot dogs in half, and then we throw the rest of them away. And I'm like, no, we're not. No, we're just not doing it. And Dexter's like, why do you like those disgusting things? He's like, they're the grossest things ever. And my husband, he's just so happy. He's like, but they're just so good. And I was like, no. really not.
He's a complicated dude, man.
Oh my gosh. So no pigs in a blanket. I think we're doing a taco bar at our house on Super Bowl Sunday. Well, you know, I'm still doing I'm doing the fasting thing. So I've got to have some stuff that I can eat as well. So I can do a lot of veggies and the ground turkey meat and all that stuff. So I think we're going to go that route. I'll make a great dessert for Corey and Dexter and maybe Max if he decides to come home. And then everybody can just eat as the night progresses. They can have nachos. They can have shells. I don't care. Once it's made and you're completely on your own.
Yeah. You're out.
Those are the best kind of meals. When the meal is done and it's like a serve yourself kind of thing, make your own thing, I can just sit back and be like, you know what? You're on your own from here on out. So you serve
you
up.
Figure it out.
That's right. I also have to start preparing for Dexter's birthday because Dexter turns 17 on February 19th. And it looks like at this point, we're going to be spending the weekend prior in the Twin Cities, which he's very, very excited about. We're going to dinner with some great friends. He's super stoked to sit at an Airbnb with the dog and enjoy pizza from his favorite place in the Twin Cities while we're out at dinner and just really hang out in Minneapolis for at least a good day. And then when he gets home, though, he's still trying to decide on what his birthday dinner will be. I'm like, we're just spending like an entire weekend in the Twin Cities where some of your favorite restaurants are like right there at your disposal. Mm-hmm. Then why do I have to make a special birthday dinner when we come home? Of course I will, because I'm his mom and that's what we do. Right. So he's trying to decide. It looks like it's going to be meatball subs again with sweet potato fries, and then he really wants carrot cake. And I said, do you want nuts in it? Because I said, your dad doesn't like nuts. It's not his birthday. All right. Yeah.
Well, he's got a point, you know. I mean, it is his birthday. So
that's right. That's right. Yeah. So he wants a homemade carrot cake, and he doesn't care that it has nuts in it because he likes nuts and he can't help that his dad does not. So that's
there you go.
Very complicated gentleman living here at our house on Coos Poop Pond, I'm telling you. Coming up, Finn, we're gonna take a detailed look at this forecast. We are talking mid-40s over the next couple of days. It is gonna be absolutely gorgeous. As I say this and I'm watching the lake melt out here at Goose Poop Pond, somebody's just walking across it this morning. Be safe out there, gentlemen. Careful. Be safe out there. It looks like they're going to do some ice fishing. There's a lot of open spots on Goose Poop Pond right now because of all of the melting we've seen. So please be careful if you're planning on doing anything like that. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
With Max FM Sports,
I'm Mike Anger. Last night in boys basketball, Lodi gets the win at Sauk Prairie, 61-52 the final there. Platteville winners at home over Mount Horeb, 69-56. And Reedsburg falls on the road to River Valley, 50-45. In girls hoops yesterday was McFarland with a 63-30 win against Baraboo. The Eagle girls victorious on the road, 53-30 against Mount Horeb. Portage loses at home to Stoughton, 66-26. And Reedsburg falls to Edgewood at home, 74-46, the result of that one. Boys hockey yesterday, Madison Edgewood 12-0 over Baraboo Portage. The Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells loses a tight one to Monroe 3-2 at Poppy Waterman Ice Arena. As usual, not much happened around the area on this Wednesday. Things will get going again tomorrow. Damian Lillard says he's excited to return to Portland tonight, to a city and an organization that he's got a lot of love for. The eight-time All-Star spent 11 seasons as a trailblazer. This will also be the second opportunity for the Doc Rivers-led Bucks to hit the court. Still filling things out a little bit. They lost their last time out to the Nuggets, 113-107. It's a late start tonight on the West Coast, 9 o'clock tip-off. That one's going to be on ESPN. The number 6-rated Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team will be off again today before back on the court tomorrow night. They'll head to Lincoln to take on the Cornhuskers at 7:30. Badgers 16-4 for the season and 8-1 in the conference to lead the Big Ten. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy and fairly pleasant today with a high in the mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 33 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43 by Friday. It will be cloudy with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
It's 8:45 right now. We hope your Wednesday is going well so far. We've made it halfway through another work week, and we just have to hang on a couple more days before we get to officially enjoy that weekend. It's A Flock of Seagulls now. I Ran So Far Away on 99.7 Max FM. I ran so far away, a flock of seagulls, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes before 9 now, and Finn, we have a little celebrating to do on this Wednesday with our calendar days. And we get a lot of celebrating done on a morning between birthdays and our calendar days, but let's take a look at what we have today. Today is Backwards Day, and on Backwards Day, what are we supposed to do? This is where we let our imagination run wild in order to find as many ways as possible to do things backwards. Just go talk to your kids, because most kids are pretty good at being able to do things backwards, and they have no inhibitions, so they don't think anything about being silly or looking dumb. They're just going to do it anyway. Now, personally, when I was little, I rode all my bikes and trikes and my Hot Wheels backwards. It was a big thing. My mom and dad were pretty sure I was never going to go forward. Apparently, I just didn't have that motion in my brain to go forward, so I went everywhere backwards. It was a thing. My dad even had me on video going backwards down the street. I literally would just turn my head and go and keep up with my friends all at the same time. It was ridiculous.
Not moving forward, just moving backwards.
I moved backwards all the time. Eventually, I learned how to go forward, but for a long time, I did everything backwards. It was fine. No big deal. Today is also Hell is Freezing Over Day. Now, in a good majority of the Northern Hemisphere, it's the dead of winter. Now, luckily for us, it is the dead of winter, but the temperatures are actually going to be very nice over the next few days. So it seems, though, for other places that are really cold, more likely that hell would freeze over now than any other time. So this is not necessarily a fun holiday, as you're supposed to do all the things that you would actually do before hell really does freeze over. So there is that one too. Learning how to ride backwards on a bike. That should be definitely one of the things on that list, by the way. I will teach you. I've got it covered. Let's see. It's Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Oh, I love this. Anytime you get to look at art and really just get inspired and lose yourself in sculptures and paintings, it's always, mm-hmm. to me, that's always a good day. I love doing mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Scotch Tape Day is today. Well, where would we be without Scotch tape? In the early 1920s, a guy by the name of Richard Gurley Drew worked at the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, now known as 3M, by the way, which at the time made sandpaper. Well, he delivered sandpaper samples to auto body shops and saw the frustration that car painters had when they were painting two-tone color cars. So surgical adhesive tape, library paste, and homemade glues were used to hold newspapers on car when they were painting, and when the papers were removed, it left this residue. So he invented masking tape and created it out of crepe paper, cabinet maker's glue, and glycerin. And then eventually it spawned into Scotch tape and all the amazing tapes that we have now in this world. So awesome. Thank Richard Gurley Drew for the invention of Scotch tape. Probably more than you've ever wanted to know about tape in your entire life, but I just covered it for you there, and now you've had a history lesson today, which is good, because we know that the high schoolers in Baraboo do not have school today right. because of that water issue.
Yeah.
That's right. We're educating and entertaining all at the same time. Actually, I'll say educating. I can't speak for the entertainment part of it. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? Oh, there's a few good food ones. So we'll start with the least of the exciting ones. It's Eat Your Brussels Sprouts Day today. Now, I personally love a good Brussels sprout, but it depends on how they're cooked. Now, if you give me a steamed Brussels sprout, I'm going to tell you to take that thing away immediately. If you give me a nice roasted Brussels sprout, something that's been sure. sauteed, a little balsamic mm-hmm. vinegar something on it, on I'm it. Always yeah. about a good Brussels sprout. So enjoy your Brussels sprouts if you're a fan. I know for some people it's a little bit of the smell thing, right? And they look yeah. like little ball of cabbages sitting on your plate. That's why when yeah. you roast them, you got to cut them in half. That's the key. Cut them in half. Then they're delicious. And they don't
look so
weird.
They're not at the top tier of my vegetables, but they're also not beets. So
yeah, this is true. This is true. Although I will say that one of the things that I never thought I would enjoy in this world, apparently when you're fasting or when you're about to fast or when you have limited things that you can eat, beets become a really incredible thing. Now, I'm not going to eat a beet plain like my mom used to, cooked with salt and pepper on it. That's disgusting. Ugh. But I love a good beet salad. I never thought that would be something I would say, but I actually okay. love a good beet in a salad. Now, they can't be too soft and squishy. If they're just a little bit firm, but not super mushy, then they're really, really good, and they give it just a little bit different flavor. But I do love a good beet salad. I never thought I'd be able to say that, but it is true. So I've broadened my adult horizons.
I'm going to take your word for it. out.
You should. Because it's still got that smell. It's still got the smell. Like when they put it down in front of you, you're like, oh, yeah, I just ordered beets. But then you taste it. Like what I had it last week had like a champagne vinaigrette with it. It was delicious. It was so good. It had apples in it as well and some roasted pecans. It was it was amazing. So I was all about my beet salad.
Dwight Schrute from The Office has a beet farm. There's an episode where he says everybody loves beets, and then Michael says no one loves beets. Dwight, you should have had a candy farm. Everybody loves candy.
Everybody does love candy, but I will appreciate. I wouldn't eat it every single time I go out, but I do love a good beet salad every while, now and then. Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Brandy Alexander Day is also today. Of course, we are talking about the adult beverage made with creme de cocoa cream and brandy. Most often, a cognac brandy involved with a Brandy Alexander. Those are good, to me, an after-dinner type of drink. So those are delicious.
On that one.
and then we end with, I think we can all agree on this one. It's also National Hot Cocoa Day today. So, you know, no matter what, you always have that one to fall back on. It might not be as cold as we'd like for a hot cocoa day, but honestly, can we really parse chocolate at all? Because it's essentially a chocolate drink. And that just speaks volumes for how amazing this world is. We have a drink made of chocolate, and that's all we need to know. And then we can top it with more chocolate and whipped cream and marshmallows if we really, really want, and just make it all the better. Taking a look at our forecast right now, not bad over the next couple of days. Maybe a little warm for the cocoa, but really, honestly, I'm going to drink cocoa, whatever.
Do it anyway.
Partly cloudy, mid-40s today, and then tonight, partly cloudy, 33. Partly cloudy, 43 tomorrow. It's 34 right now, and time for a look at your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 38th annual Baraboo Winterfest, providing something fun for people of all ages. The jam-packed weekend of events starting Saturday, February 3rd and running through Monday the 5th. With our unique winter weather we're experiencing this week, be sure to follow along on their Facebook page for potential changes and updates. Just go to Baraboo Winterfest 2024 on Facebook or go to baraboowi.gov and search Winterfest. Also on Saturday, February 3rd, it's the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl to benefit the Friends of Baraboo Parks. There will be 14 amazing stops to try all different kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Stop by Becca Cates to get your tickets. Just $5 per person, and kids under 3 are free. This will be 11 until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. Again, details for that can be found on Facebook. Just search for Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. And enjoy a candlelit hike at Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. Torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The Friends of Mirror Lake will have refreshments and goodies for free to enjoy around the bonfire. A free event, but you will need a State Park sticker to enter the park. FriendsofMirrorLakeSP.org for more details.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM.
Myself.